is Ted Kennedy. President Clinton's inaugural address has set the stage for a fast start of meeting the major challenges facing the nation. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, even you have to admit, President Clinton's inaugural address was an inspiring challenge to Congress and the country. It summons all of us to work together to address the challenges we face here at home and around the world. Above all, it's clear that President Clinton intends to redeem his promise to put people first, starting with jobs, education, and health care. For over a decade, America has been held captive to an outdated economic philosophy that promised prosperity for all by rewarding only the wealthy. That approach failed, and the change the nation needed and voted for is finally taking place. It was an impressive address, Al, with an equally impressive heritage. Franklin Roosevelt got this country moving in the 1930s, so did John Kennedy in the 1960s, and so will Bill Clinton in the 1990s.
Yes, a lot of people will be moving. If you're going to talk about an impressive heritage, then don't forget Reagan and Bush, who presided over the largest peacetime economic expansion in our nation's history. Ted, as of yesterday, the clock is now ticking for Bill Clinton and the Democrat Congress to turn all those extravagant campaign promises into hard deeds. America is right now watching and waiting for real action to balance the budget, retain a strong defense, reduce the calamity of crime and drugs, and so many other honest, not political needs that simply must be met. Although you Democrats made the months-long political destruction of George Bush your top national priority, Republicans really do want to see Clinton succeed on all these fronts. Ted, the aspirations of 260 million Americans should never take a back seat to the base and petty politics of a Democrat-controlled Congress and a Democrat president who won't have a soul to blame now but themselves. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.